So this is my grandfather with his team of horses, his son-in-law, my dayan.
In a 19th century farmhouse deep in northern Pennsylvania's Bradford County, Nancy Baker shows photos dating back four generations. Her home was built by her great-grandfather, a Scots-Irish immigrant who cut timber from the Virgin Forest and shipped it down the Susquehanna River. The story of how the Baker family used its land was replayed up and down the East Coast after European settlers arrived. They cut down woods for timber. Then they turned to farming, yanking rocks from the stony soil to mark out cow pastures. In the 20th century, their children left the land for better jobs in town. And with the land left to itself, the forests returned.
When we inherited this land from my mother, I sort of said, okay, now it's ours. Now it's our turn to steward the land. How are we going to do this?
It's a question a lot of foresters are debating in the age of climate change, but they don't all agree on what to do. Walking through these woods today, Baker says the changes to her forest have become abrupt.
The death of a tree is pretty normal to me. But it's like in human beings, we say someone lived a good life if they lived a long life. And we say that they were cut short. Some of these things are being cut short.
So Baker, who has a degree in forestry, is taking steps to heal what she sees as a sickness in her woods, one fueled by climate change. Warming is not always bad for trees. Some species will thrive in new areas, others could die out. So in the calculus of global warming, forests can play the dual role of victim and solution. Just this week, a major report by the UN emphasized the vital role forests play in absorbing carbon and limiting greenhouse gases. But what looks to a city dweller like a lush green canopy looks very different to someone who has spent a lifetime in these woods.
It is warmer than they are used to. I see trees dropping out of the ecosystem. I see new species coming in that are not native. So the whole system changes.
The state's climate change assessment says Pennsylvania's forests are still in good shape. But the study warns that trees such as the American beech, sugar maple, and black cherry won't adapt well to a warmer climate in Pennsylvania. To Baker, who grew up playing in these woods, not trying to save these trees is unthinkable. For her, this goes beyond the forest's value as an antidote to global warming, beyond the vital cooling shade that hemlocks provide for the brook trout in Panther Lick Creek. To her, the stakes are a matter of the spirit.
We look to the forest as comfort and solace, and it actually hurts us when something goes wrong with it. You know, just as if you would care for a person and something happened to that person, it sort of damages your soul to some degree. So damage to the forest damages our psyche.
Baker is now working with a forester on a plan to improve the health of her woods. She pulls out invasive species and tries to treat her sick trees. She's also planting new species that are better suited to survive a warmer climate. Scientists call this assisted migration. Trees can't just pick up and move, so it takes a long time for them to migrate. Some advocate helping nature along by planting more typically southern species up north.
Are we good?
The 70-year-old Baker drives around her 163 acres in a revved-up off-road vehicle, aptly named a mule.
Now, can you see there's a wire cage out there? There's an orange flag on it.
She's pointing to a tulip poplar sapling. Each carefully placed seedling has been caged to protect it from hungry deer. Her plan is controversial. First, not everyone agrees that climate change is the real problem here. A recent report by a Penn State researcher says the stresses on eastern forests have more to do with 500 years of land use trauma inflicted by European settlers. And not everyone agrees with planting new species in preparation for warmer, wetter winters and hotter summers. They fear unintended consequences. About 300 miles northeast of Baker's land lies the Harvard Forest in Petersham, Massachusetts. That forest is going through similar changes, so I called up Aaron Ellison, a senior research fellow there, and asked him about Baker's plan to prepare her forest for climate change. Ellison didn't like it. He opposes assisted migration.
We want to feel like we're doing something. We want to get out. We want to pull those invasive species. We want to move bison around. We want to reintroduce wolves. Sometimes it's okay to not do things. And not doing something is actually doing something.
Ellison says planting new trees and nursing them toward a new forest is too expensive and time-consuming to be practical. And history is full of cautionary tales about moving species around. Instead of planting different trees, Ellison suggested hiring a hunter to kill the deer that eat young saplings.
So what she needs to do is put a fence up, put the hunter inside the fence to wipe out every last deer, and leave the fence up. And then the regeneration will proceed so fast, and she'll be delighted.
Ellison himself is dealing with a pest that's killing all the hemlock trees on his 100 acres in western Massachusetts. But Ellison plans on just letting all his trees die and seeing what comes next. Back in the forest in Pennsylvania, Nancy Baker is definitely not okay with just waiting to see what happens next. In addition to changes she links to global warming, globalization is also taking its toll with new pests.
Just gonna have to duck through this.
Wow, this is all dead.
Yes. It's just a disaster.
Baker's ash trees have fallen prey to an Asian beetle called the emerald ash borer.
And if you just did nothing, what do you think would happen?
Oh, I think it'd be in a horrendous heap eventually. It'd be dead and be replaced by I don't know what. But I wouldn't be looking forward to that.
So while Ellison, the Harvard scientist, takes a hands-off approach, Nancy Baker says the forests won't just rebound by themselves. They need active intervention. But here's one thing they can agree on. Her effort to save her woods is an experiment with no assurance it will work. But as Baker says, climate change is also an experiment without a control.
And that goes contrary to all the scientific method that we've ever used. So who knows what's going to happen?
For The Pulse, I'm Susan Phillips.